because that's what it takes to keep everything clean.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Peterson. It is very refreshing, I must add. It is great to see.
Commissioner Sharp.
I too would like to congratulate you on that Adopt a Lake program, and what I hope comes out of it is not only are we getting some really great groups to go out and do some marvelous cleanup, but some of these groups are going out there and finding out that the concern of the private landowners of having this trash in the field, they're going out and finding out that there is a lot of trash out there, and hopefully that word will spread that it's more of an issue than what a lot of people thought. And I think just the fact that one group picked up over 2,000 pounds of trash would lend itself to the fact that hopefully a lot of our anglers and sportsmen out there can pick up some of our logoed trash bags, and you know, if they pack it in, they can pack it out. But that's a great success. Good job.
Thank you, Commissioner. Great points. Thank you.
Any other comments? Great report. Great program.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As far as the Don Meandered Water update, I got just one slide on this, and it really is just a closure number update. Currently, we're at 3,795 acres of non-meandered marked closed across the state. This number obviously has jumped 800 acres in the last 4 days because of Reitz Lake closure has now been closed as of October 1st. Reitz Lake is rescheduled to open to the public on May 1st, but Reitz Lake again is open by landowner permission. So during those 2 months of use on Reitz Lake, when the public had access to Reitz Lake in August and September, 371 boats were launched at the boat access site, resulting in approximately 849.6 angler days. So quite a few angler days. That's, you know, we averaged about 2.2 angler days per boat. Pretty good, a lot of use. And this is actually a picture of the Reitz Lake access point. And a lot of folks, you know, have said that fishing has been a little bit tough, but once they're out there, they do have some success. But all in all, 371 boats is quite a lot of use for that area. So just wanted to give an update on that. Any questions on non-meandered water or Reitz Lake?
Commissioner Boyd.
Commissioner Boyd here. Just one quick question. Remind us how many acres of water are open?
Currently, there's about 588,000 acres of non-meandered waters in the state. Now, about 245,000 of those acres are publicly accessible, meaning that those acres, you know, are adjacent to a public road right-of-way or have some sort of public access on them. About 245,000 is the number our staff have come up with through looking at maps and mapping, pretty rigorous mapping exercises, if you will. So that comes out to be a less than 2%, you know, of closed acres across the state. Staff have been really diligently working with landowners, keeping waters from being closed, and then trying to open waters that have been closed and working with those landowners and developing those relationships. And yes, so far, I mean, less than 2%, I think, is a testament of the hard work that's been put into this. So, other questions on non-meandered waters?
One more. Should we go to the next subject then?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So the next subject on the agenda, coming up here on October.